Hey there, tech enthusiasts. Let's dive into the fascinating world of AI and automation, where the future is already happening. Brian Cassell has been making waves with his latest videos on automating routine tasks with AI agents. In How I Build Agents That Work the Night Shift, he introduces the concept of the night shift, where AI agents handle tasks like SEO optimization and GitHub pull request reviews while you catch some Z's. He sets up a system where an AI agent checks and updates SEO metadata on his website and evaluates pull requests on GitHub. The magic happens in three parts: a common interface like a markdown file, human feedback in short sessions, and the AI agent executing tasks on a set schedule. The real effort, Castle says, is in setting up the system, but the long-term benefits of automation are worth it. He even gives us a peek into Claude and OpenAI, making this video perfect for those already familiar with AI agents. In another video, Why You Need Claude Code Server Mode, Cassell shows how Claude Code can tap into local resources that aren't available in the cloud version. This local access boosts functionality, making tasks that require local files or installed skills much more efficient. It's a great watch for intermediate users comfortable with local development environments. Cassell also explores the trend of plan-based development in Why Every AI Coding Tool is Converging on Plan Mode. He demonstrates how tools like Claude Code, Cursor, and Codex are integrating this approach. Using a product requirement document for a customer portal, he shows how these tools guide users through a series of questions to create a detailed implementation plan. This convergence makes switching between tools easier, which is fantastic news for developers. Now, let's switch gears to GitHub. Fireship has been highlighting some serious issues with the platform. And GitHub is having some major issues right now. They discuss the recent outages and security vulnerabilities that have led developers like Mitchell Hashimoto to migrate away from GitHub. The video delves into the strain AI agents are putting on the platform and suggests alternatives like GitLab, Codeberg, and SourceHut. Despite the criticisms, Fireship acknowledges the efforts Microsoft and GitHub are making to improve the situation. It's a sobering look at the challenges facing one of the most popular development platforms. But it's not all doom and gloom. Neural9 has a fantastic video on Fast Embed, a Python library for local AI embeddings without a GPU. In Fast Embed, local AI embeddings in Python, they show how open source tools are making AI development more accessible, even on less powerful systems. The video walks through installing Fast Embed and creating text and image embeddings, demonstrating how you can calculate similarities between sentences and images. It's a great example of how AI can be democratized, making it easier for everyone to get involved. And for those who want to dive deep into the technical side, Fireship has a video that explains every operating system concept in one go. Every operating system concept in one video takes you from the moment you hit the power button to the system shutdown, covering everything from bootloaders to virtual memory and device drivers. It's a technical feast that's perfect for intermediate viewers looking to understand the inner workings of their OS. Finally, Neural9's ONNX, the PDF format for neural networks, introduces ONNX, a format for exporting machine learning models to a universal format that works independently of frameworks like PyTorch or TensorFlow. The video demonstrates how to create and use ONNX models, highlighting the benefits of interoperability and reduced dependencies. It's a must-watch for anyone working with machine learning models. That's a wrap for this week's Tech Roundup.